track anymore of great songs by incredible bands and musicians. So we're going to do that this hour. I've got music on the way from Liz Phair, Bjork, Garbage, Tori Amos, Stevie Nicks, music on the way from Katie Lang. Who else? Oh, Luscious Jackson and Plumtree. There's going to be lots of fun things. We are going to start the entire hour off here with music from New York City alternative singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega. She wrote an incredible song called Woman on the Tier, I'll See You Through, as featured in the film Dead Man Walking. So we're going to start with the Dead Man Walking soundtrack, and we're just going to do this. We're going to do kind of hopping around. There are going to be some This Millennium soundtracks will feature, but definitely it'll be a throwback to the 90s as well. Okay, I'm going to shut up, and we're going to get into this. Here we go. Let's have some soundtrack fun here on Girly So Groovy.
Climbing. We'll be right back.
a full hour of movie soundtracks right now here on Girly So Groovy. That's music from an early 90s UK band known as Sleeper. They cover the Blondie song Atomic, and that's from the soundtrack to the movie Trainspotting. They do such an incredible cover that I am still sometimes in disbelief that it's actually Sleeper and not Blondie. But yeah, it is a great cover from a great soundtrack from a really great film. That film, Danny Boyle's Trainspotting, we had another Danny Boyle film soundtrack in the middle, his film A Life Less Ordinary. It was the follow-up, if I remember, to Trainspotting, a bit of a flop of a movie. One of my favorite Danny Boyle films. It's one of those ones that I think is underrated. And we heard the song Love Is Here from Luscious Jackson. And then we started the hour with music from Suzanne Vega from the Susan Sarandon, Sean Penn film, A Dead Man Walking. We heard the song Woman on the Tier. I'll see you through. We're going to keep things going. One of the more obscure 90s movie soundtracks right now, it is a Acero from the soundtrack to the movie Go here on Girly So Groovy. Yeah. British alternative singer-songwriter Imogen Heap right there with her original band Frou Frou with the song Let Go. You can find that on the soundtrack to the movie Garden State. Before that, it is the icon herself, Katie Lang. Gus Van Sant, queer director Gus Van Sant, set out to make a film of the book, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. He wanted to keep the soundtrack, cohesive. And so he actually hired Katie Lang to do the entire soundtrack for the film. So what's kind of great about this, not only is it a fun soundtrack to a film, it's essentially a Katie Lang album as well. And then starting that set off, it is singer-songwriter Esthero with the song Song for Holly. That's from Sarah Polley's movie Go. Lots more movie soundtracks to get to in the next half hour. Again, doing this in anticipation of the upcoming Academy Awards. The irony to all of this, I do not think there is a single soundtrack we are featuring that has ever been nominated for an Academy Award, whether it was for the music or the film. But we're going to keep marching on. Coming up next, it is a fantastic Tori Amos song that was featured in the film Great Expectations. That's up next here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
Thank you.